Hey, Scissor Siblings, come see me live this weekend in Lexington, Kentucky, then St. Petersburg, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, Huntington Beach, and we're doing a Scissor Bros live in Houston at the end of March. Also, I'll be in Austin and then New York City. Get your tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Thanks so much. Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros. Solo.
Keep going. Yeah.
Save some ladies for the rest of us, Steve.
Yeah, wow. That's
welcome to the program. We have some very special guests on the show. They are phenomenal musicians. There are new friends of ours.
That was amazing, by the way.
And
that was amazing.
They have they're a part of multiple bands. They're part of the We Are Too Saxy duo. Mm-hmm. They're here for you right here, right now. Our pals, Leo P and Grace Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up. Woo! I'm not gonna lie,
dude. They're phenomenal.
I know.
And not only that, their musicality, but their style is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I want to trade hairstyles right now with you, Leo. I am so jealous of your hair.
I appreciate it.
You are the evolved Pokemon of Steve's hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the Charizard.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. Can you
Thank
turn
you.
To the side?
Yeah.
Look at that cut.
Oh, right?
Fresh right here. God. Right here.
That is just perfection. How did you get that? How long did it take for you to get that?
Well, how long did it take for me to get this? Well, you know, just taking a few years to really perfect the mullet. Mm-hmm. I was doing like more of a pompadour for a while. Not saying that my mullet was perfect, but you know.
It is perfect.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I think part of it is just having leave-in conditioner to make sure it doesn't get too dry. That's
kind of... so you had conditioner.
Yeah, so it's like a leave-in conditioner also. I put a curl activator actually at the bottom, so it's like a little more curly.
Yeah.
At the bottom. It kind of helps
amazing.
It have a bit
yeah.
of flow.
What kind of conditioner? Tresemme?
Olaplex?
No, I use Tresemme. Yeah.
Ooh, la, la.
Yeah. I do use Tresemme, actually. Mm-hmm. But the leave-in conditioner is like Aussie. Is that the name of it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the purple. Yeah. Shout out to Aussie.
G'day.
Yeah, we could use another sponsorship. So from we don't have a hair sponsorship. No, so Aussie, if you're listening, we could use that Aussie sponsorship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Aussie.
Yeah,
Olaplex is a vibe, too. Okay, what I use that. It's just so smooth.
And Grace,
smooth.
Your hair is beautiful, too.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
How did you achieve that color? Like, how long did it take for that?
I mean, the longest part is definitely the bleaching, and I won't do that myself because I'm just like, I'm worried hair will just fall out and it will get everywhere. But the bleaching, and then it takes a few hours usually and get the color in. But
you're Korean, huh?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Leo.
Yeah. Where's the
Are you white?
At?
Where's
the
So we're just like them. If I had put on a wig, we'd just be like them.
They're the way more musically talented version of you and I.
No,
wait,
I mean, are you guys
the bizarre version of us?
That's crazy.
Yeah, this...
That is crazy.
Dude, that is weird.
Maybe we should change clothes.
They are
right
the bizarro...
Now.
We're the bizarro version of them.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Are you? Are you?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't get any ideas, mister.
Wait. Elaborate. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
No, because you're kind of sinking into my brain. What do you mean?
What do you mean? I said, don't get any ideas.
What was I thinking about, do you think?
Butt stuff.
No, gay stuff.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe that could be a challenge, you know?
What do you mean?
Don't give him any ideas, Leo.
Leo, go ahead, dude.
I'm just saying, you know.
Please don't give
him
any ideas.
I want you to go ahead.
Maybe you guys could just, like, you know, just, like, get alone together and see who you know, can go the furthest. And whoever goes the furthest wins. Whoever quits first loses.
Go to jump thoughts.
Just add some
gochujang. That's chili pepper thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Leo. Keep going. I like what you're doing.
Yeah, I feel like you guys just, you keep on experimenting, you know, and like get a little crazier and crazier, and whoever just quits first loses.
Wow. So give us a little bit more detail.
He's referencing
that.
The gay chicken, okay?
Yeah, basically.
That's...
But what do you mean? Is it sausage to sausage?
That could be part of it. Could be sausage to sausage, you know.
Ryan, why did you shake your head?
Because he has to listen to this every week.
I said sausage to sausage. There's nothing, you know, nothing as innocent. Right?
Very innocent. Very innocent.
Yeah, that could be anything.
This is innocent.
Yeah.
So what would be more kind of...
Oh my goodness.
What would be more intense, sausage to sausage or nutsack to nutsack?
I don't know. I think that's for you guys to discover.
Grace, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate finally
I'm
having
so
some female energy
here,
in this garage.
You know? Just
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So I got into both of you just through social media and stuff like that. I've been following Leo for a bit, and I started seeing him post videos of your guys' duo, and seeing you guys kind of make it more official as We Are Too Saxy and stuff like that. And it's been really cool to see over the years how you guys have both just grown more and more as musicians, and like just stylistically, and really, like, I don't know, I've been following you guys for a bit, and it's I'm not to fanboy out, but I love your guys' music a lot. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Man, yeah. Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Such a pleasure to be here. I'm
Grace
super
has a good singing voice too.
Ah. Well, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. Now, how did you guys?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure she plays the sax and she's great at singing. Sure, thank sure.
You. How did you guys link up?
We basically met through like Instagram. I think we both just saw each other's videos, and we had a few mutual friends, and so yeah, we just like met in like a rehearsal room and just started playing.
Yeah, the first time we were jamming, I remember the first time we jammed, it was like you were showing me some moves, and then we started to do them at the same time, and it was like, wait, this looks so cool.
Yeah,
and just kind of mirroring and trying different stuff. But I first saw Leo's video when I was like, one of the first viral videos, like of you in the subway, and I remember at that point reposting it on Facebook, I think, and yeah, this was a while back, and being like, this is insane, playing, dancing, like making all these awesome sounds on the saxophone. But that was way before we met, and then I think we talked on Instagram for like half a year before meeting up.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about you like even when I was like in high school. Like I just heard about you, and I knew you're playing. So.
I feel like once, very similar to like the comedy scene and like podcasting scene, is like once you start like once you're in it long enough and once the talent rises to a certain level, you just start hearing about mutual people where you're like, oh, it would be dope to collab. That'd be sick. And when I saw you guys collaborating with the dance moves and then like the way you guys like play off of each other, like the call and response, it's super fun to watch. So anybody who's not familiar with their stuff, I highly encourage you guys to follow at We Are Too Saxy, and their individual Instagrams are amazing. They're part of a lot of projects. So yeah.
Well, can you plug them real quick? They're individuals as well.
Grace Kelly?
G Kelly Music.
G Kelly Music and Leo P. Follow Me?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Can we shift it over to a fun segment since you are Korean? Do you speak Korean? A little bit?
I don't.
But you understand, do you understand a little bit?
I don't.
You don't at all?
So bad.
Can I throw one at you and then...
I mean...
Do you know a little bit because you said gochujang.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I know food.
But you know some. Because I know... I'm the worst at Korean.
I don't know, man. I think I'm probably worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Leo and I, Jeremiah, Leo and I might be the worst.
White? Do you speak white? Like, well, I mean, I mostly know white.
Can I talk to the manager?
Yeah.
I'm fluent. I'm fluent.
I know a few words.
Okay, I'm just gonna throw one out there. Okay. 나는 친구는 고추는 맛있어.
맛있어. Mmm.
You said something mm-hmm. about your friend. That's I know that.
I know mashi's delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say that my butthole is delicious?
No, your penis is delicious.
See, I was close. See,
I didn't know the first few words. Well, I like how I was like.
I've been around him long enough where I picked up on a few key words, and then like the way he's like says certain things, I'm like, dude, he's talking about something sexual.
I like how I was in agreement, but all I knew was the last word. I'm like, delicious. Yeah.
Delicious.
I'm like, I don't need to know the rest of the context.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. So, do you have management or how do you find your gigs?
I don't have individual management. The band that I mostly play with, Too Many Zoos, did until actually recently, but we're definitely looking for a new manager. It's strange. Like, managers are really important, but actually, it's like the agents actually book the gigs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like a big misconception that like I definitely go into the music industry. I was like, I had no idea. I was like, oh, the manager's gonna book the gigs, but it's actually an agent. So I, you know, my band does have agents, and I have agents.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
same. My and then agents what, are what's their job? Like gigs. What do they do for you guys?
The agent's job?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like usually, you know, reaching out to venues or they're getting requests in. Like sometimes people will reach out directly about doing a gig and then I'll connect them, but they're hitting up their contacts and then helping to put together tours too. You know, if we start
like the routing, yeah. That part can be a little difficult.
So similar, like I've got an agent for comedy side of things, like when a club wants me to headline there, they'll reach out to my agent and be like, hey, is Jeremiah available this weekend to do this kind of thing. Right. Okay. So it's like similar on the music side. Yeah. There's a lot of crossover of
similarities.
Parallels. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Can you guys, do you have a room for an extra sax player?
Okay, well, it's a bit of an audition process.
I literally was like, there's no way that Steve's gonna be able to embarrass me today. I'm ready. Like I know all his tricks. I know what all he's doing.
Oh, there ain't no tricks, my man. This is called authenticity.
This actually leads to one of the. Okay, I do have one question.
Dude, I want you to shoot. I do have one question, bro.
Which one is harder, saxophone or comedy?
That's a good question, Leo.
Because I think of comedy as being like terrifying. Like the idea of it is terrifying to me.
Okay.
Walking up to like a mic and you have no instrument. It's just you and a microphone.
Vulnerability, bro.
For an hour? Like, how is that?
So much respect.
That's okay. That's a pretty difficult question.
Because you don't bomb. In music, you don't really bomb like that. Like, I feel like you have to bomb as a comedian, right?
And there's silence. There's silence.
Here's the thing, though. You can kind of bomb playing music. Because I've bombed in both fields. Okay, what I mean?
All right.
I did this one. I'll share a story of a music jam session and the reason why I don't go to many of these jazz, like, drop-in music sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
It was at a club and they're like, yeah, bring your instrument and like anybody can jam kind of thing. And I was like, great. I play sax, like not amazingly, but I love playing. And I was like, I think I can hold my own. I went and I started playing, and I was finding the key like okay, but like it was just like me playing a few notes here and there, like in the right key. And the band started heckling me with their instruments, like with their trumpets and stuff, because I was like, "But da 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 da," and they're like, beep, 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 beep.
"Like not a call and response thing."
Not a call and response thing.
How do you know? You knew it was heckle.
It was condescending. You can tell the condescending. You can feel it. And then I was like playing. I'm like the more I played, the more like I was like, "Oh no, I'm not keeping up with these guys at all." And then like I like found like as soon as the song was done, I packed up my sax and left. I was like, "Oh."
Okay, let's do a role playing.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if we're ready for that yet.
I'm one of the guys that heckled you on my instrument, and you catch me outside of the venue or the practice space or whatever. What would you like to say to me? Don't you think that'd be a fun little exercise, Leo?
Okay. I see you outside the venue right after you just humiliated me. Okay.
What's up, dude?
Fun playing with you in there. Have a good night. I'm not a confrontational person. I wouldn't have said anything. Wow. I would not have said anything to that person after they did it. I literally would have been like, "Hey, you're really good." Like,
okay, so you guys are Jeremiah, and we're the dudes that did that in the practice space.
We're the bullies.
We're the bullies.
Okay.
Go ahead, Leo.
I don't appreciate how you're making fun of me, but I'm going to use this, you know, very unfortunate night as a flame to ignite into my heart. And I'm going to practice every single day for many, many years. And someday I'm going to come back here and I'm going to show you how good I am and how much you suck.
Wow.
That is some whiplash shit right there.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, really?
It's great.
Yeah. Shout out Justin Hurwitz, who did the music for that, actually. That
dude's
dope.
I bought that movie.
It's a dope movie.
It's dope.
It's great.
It's great. Because there's a scene in there where that guy's off key, you know, and then he kicks him out and he wasn't even the guy like...
Mm-hmm. He wasn't even the guy messing up.
He wasn't even the guy that was messing up.
Yeah. Oh, actually, one of my friends, J.J. Kirkpatrick, was like one of the trumpet players in one of the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Now, is the music scene like that? I mean, I know that was a prestigious school and all, but like, is it that cutthroat? Like, if you...
The way I look at it is like, it was... very based in reality.
Yeah.
But it's like any other movie where it's like, if it's a cop movie, like the cops are going to watch and be like, that doesn't really happen. Or like, or if it's like, you know, I don't know. Are there like movies about stand up? I don't know.
Yeah. There's been TV shows and movies about it. And basically what happens is because both music and comedy, like it's such a long process, like to get good at something.
Yeah.
You find them like truncating and speeding things up to fit in the format of a movie.
Yes, to fit in the format of a movie.
Like, one example is, like, the show Crashing that Pete Holmes did about stand-up. And his, like, the seasons of the show, it's, like, a few seasons that were on HBO. So much happens to his character in 3 years to the point where any comic who's watching is like, do you know how lucky you would be for, like, that many opportunities to happen to you in your first 3 years of comedy? Yeah, like, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
That was, like, people's only complaint about, like, shows that are based, like, comics are, you know, always going to be judgmental. Like, well, that doesn't happen like that. But,
yeah,
I think it's probably similar.
There's,
right?
like, a scene where maybe, like, someone was, like, the teacher was, like, slapping somebody or
throwing
hitting,
something.
Yeah, throwing something.
And then his hands are bleeding.
Yeah, there's the ice water. It's, like, a little bit, like, ridiculous. But
dramatic.
Definitely, like... there's some.
No, I'm talking about the competitiveness. Is Did that?
I think
was
so.
Was that accurate?
I mean, maybe it's still exaggerated. I would say, but I don't know.
I feel like.
How about
I
your
mean,
experience?
I feel like in the jazz community, and you know, this is something that I wasn't a huge fan of, but I think there is some very cutthroat competitive vibes, at least in school. You know. For me, I was able to find in music school a community that felt like a lot more open and just, but I wasn't a huge fan of that cutthroat nature, but I think it definitely is there.
Yeah, there's like certain characters or certain competitive people in that movie, like are very realistic, but the amount of them is maybe unrealistic. Like there is people like that in college, but for every person like that, there's another guy that was like, hey man, like it's all good. You're doing well. Like, you know, keep practicing, you're doing your thing. But it didn't feel like there was like any encouraging, like nice, really characters. In
yeah. It's
movie.
Not like everyone's out to get each other.
give me some examples of something they would do though. Like the cutthroat nature.
I mean,
give me an example. Yeah. Give us some examples.
I feel like it's
that.
Not that, cutthroat, but just like what you were even describing of just kind of
would they steal the some like your pick or would they steal your music sheets or something like that.
I've never had someone like put
like straight up bullying.
Well, I don't know. I want to know some examples. I can't really gauge it, you know?
It's not like anyone put like a hot pepper on the reed.
It would be a psychological attack.
Definitely psychological.
It would be like, yeah, you know, you're kind of off today or something like that.
Yeah. Like, I wish I was more prepared because, like, I feel like it's like, yeah, when I went to college, it was like 10 years ago. And I definitely have things like that, but I can't exactly think of one.
They're also like, as far as like where they're at, as far as musically.
Oh, they've surpassed that.
They've surpassed a lot of that, like kind of like, because when you're starting out, I feel like that's when you kind of like face a little bit more of that like pushback and adversity from like, you know, the old school guys that are around that are like, well, show me what you got, kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because like, I don't know if this is a good example, but because I used to wrestle in high school. And so there's stuff that the older, like the varsity wrestlers would do to the JV and freshman wrestlers that were, it was kind of like, you know.
Hazing?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit of bullying, a lot of psychological.
Do you have an example?
Well, there's a term called check your oil.
What's that?
Guess.
What is it?
Is when you would stick your finger in. Oil.
Somebody else's?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Is this another challenge?
Oh yeah, gosh. Why would that happen in your high school?
It's that's it all along the rest.
In wrestling? Well, when you're wrestling.
There are certain terms. Wow. I'm sorry, we can edit this out.
No.
There's
we'll
certain
edit it back
terms
in
wrestling where.
We edited it back in.
Yeah. It's nice. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, dude, check his oil.
So when you're wrestling,
yeah,
somebody would put a finger in your butt?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's checking your oil.
And that's it happens so often.
Yeah, it's a
an
common
expression
thing.
That did not happen in jazz school.
So, okay.
Of all the things I've heard.
A little different experience.
I would hope not, Grace.
Yeah. Somebody just puts their finger in the bell of your sax and you're like, whoa.
I mean, you know, some people like a finger in the bell of their sax.
Yeah.
You know, I don't judge anything.
Wow, that's shocking.
But okay, so I did think of a story, by the way.
Okay. Good.
This is actually in high school. This is in high school.
Yeah, triggered a thought. See?
So there wasn't a marching band. Like, I went to a high school that's like a creative and performing arts high school, so there's no sports, so there's no marching band, but I want to do marching band. So I did marching band in a different high school than the one I went to because I want to make sure people don't think that this is the high school I went to. So there is this like tuba player that like everyone like really didn't like, and somebody pooped in his tuba. And it took forever to figure out that someone pooped in his tuba. He's just like... Something smells bad, you know. Just still trying to play, and the sound was like it had like a gargling.
Forget the sound. I want to know the smell.
There is a poop somewhere. There is a poop somewhere in this room, and it was just like
I love that.
Is it coming from the tuba?
That's
but like
something we would do.
It was like deep in the hole, so you couldn't really see it. It was like in there.
Yeah.
And so whenever he would play, it had this gargling sound.
It's like Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor's apartment.
Yeah.
It's like Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor's apartment. Yeah.
They figured that out pretty quickly.
I mean, probably like took like 5 to 10 minutes to really figure that one out.
How did he squeeze one in there?
Yeah.
So I don't know. To this day, I don't know who actually did it, but.
Yeah. Or was it like transported, you know?
No. It was fresh. It was steamy. It was steamy.
Ew.
It was warm. Yeah. It was warm.
Oh my goodness. Gross. The fact that you had that story. You have no idea how happy that made Steve.
That's a great story.
Right? It took me a second. I was like, I didn't really think about this.
That's legit hazing right there.
Joel, do some art with that. Joel Stokes.
Oh, yeah. Our artist, Joel Stokes.
So do the trombone, get a steamy poo in there. Do something
instead
with that.
Instead of an upper decker, have Steve and I on, Steve's on my shoulders, and there's a tuba player behind us, and Steve is going...
Why me?
Because you like it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
I mean, a tuba, I mean, I think it would be pretty comfortable, like, if your butt wasn't too big to just sit right there on the tuba.
No,
how big is that opening of the tuba?
It's a big, as big as a toilet.
It's as big as a toilet.
So that's a no-brainer. He just pulled down his pants and shit.
But it it, I think it ended up ruining the tuba, actually.
How
it,
could it not?
Yeah.
And also, oh, tuba just repair. How could you ever mentally get over the fact that somebody did that to your instrument?
Okay, let's do another role-playing thing,
one
guys.
One second, though. I have an example of
I have an example, too. I have a fun role-playing thing.
I flipped out. My buddy, he's not a musician at all. I had my sax out. And I almost fought my friend, and he's like one of my best friends. He, to mess with me, I was doing a bit at a comedy show with my sax, and I was getting ready to go on stage. I was about to play a song. And right before I go on, he puts his entire mouth over like my reed and everything on my mouthpiece. And then I just looked at him. He's like, what? Am I not supposed to do that? And I was ready to fight. Like, yeah. I was so upset that he did that.
That's a no-no, right, guys?
I'm still going to get him back. Jamar Neighbors, watch your back.
Yeah, it's definitely an ask, at least. Right? Before you do, yeah.
And, like, over your ligature and everything?
Everything. He, like, deep-throated the whole thing.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. Big disrespect, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Not cool. Not cool.
Yeah.
Does your saxophone have a name?
No, I don't. Maybe we should name it today. Maybe that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Name it before the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. So,
Honky?
Honky. Oh, Silver Honky.
That's a cool ass honky.
Silver Honky.
That's a cool ass honky right there.
So, I'm a.
We're allowed to say that.
I'm a tuba.
That's our word. That's our word.
Okay,
yeah, yeah, so that's ours.
I'm a tuba repair guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are the ones with the shit in the tuba. You have to explain. You bring the tuba into me and explain the situation.
Oh, you're
okay.
Really into the improv.
Yeah. This is what I have fun with.
Is this after it's been cleaned out?
No. There's still shit in the tuba.
You have to explain.
You have to explain the situation.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm the tuba repair guy. Okay, so bring it in.
So, unfortunately, I hit the brown note, and it caused a bit of a problem.
Good lord!
What's that smell?
It was a dog.
My dog really likes when I play low notes.
Excuse me, is there shit inside the tuba?
Technically,
could be.
Not really. I don't think so.
Just needs some looking at.
You're going to have to take your business elsewhere.
Well, I will not be giving you a good Yelp review.
Leave my business now.
Okay, well, you're going to miss out on years and years.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I like doing this.
I love these 30-second improv scenes that have one beat, and then he's like, all right, it's done.
No, because we have more questions for them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, can we do some scissors?
Yeah, let's do some scissors.
So sometimes on the show for both of you, I don't know if you've ever done scissors at home watching the show, but we do scissors like this to put out positive vibes to our listeners and our viewers, and it's real simple. We count along while we do it, and it's real simple. So we're going to do it right now. You ready, Steve?
Yeah.
One, two, Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. We are two
sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You feel the positivity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really good.
I feel positive.
I like that.
Do you guys have any questions for Gerald? He sometimes will answer them. Sure. Gerald's a giraffe. Sorry, he's giraffe in the corner.
Oh.
Hey
y'all, love the music.
Do you have any questions for Gerald?
I am curious, Grace, what Gerald is smelling currently, as we're on smells.
Okay. And Gerald, how'd you respond to that?
I'm smelling Leo's mullet, releasing some hot pheromones.
Interesting. And do you have any questions for Grace or Leo, Gerald?
Do you ever have one of those days where it's just diarrhea everywhere and it won't stop?
Yeah. I do have those type of days. Yep, it happens to me. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, shake it off, do a little dance, and get back at it. It does happen.
Yeah, when you couldn't find a bathroom, so you poop in a tuba.
No.
Oh, was that not what?
No, that is not what Gerald was saying.
And speaking of dancing, we do this thing on the show called the dance break. Now, a lot of times I'm a dummy. I forget to bring music so we can dance along with it. And I thought it might be fun that if we maybe dance in the middle, you guys do some fun footwork and different choreography and stuff. Ooh. If you, maybe we played something and we did a little dance break. Would you guys be down for that?
Yeah, yeah.
That
sounds super fun.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Never did marching band.
But you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have to try out for that? How extensive were the tryouts? How hard was it to get into the band?
Scissor Brothers!
Hey, man.
Hey.
You heard about the Scissor Bros Patreon?
Yeah.
Do you understand that if you get on their Patreon, you'll get buff like this?
Oh, dude, I heard you'll get huge.
Flex your muscle, man.
I heard you'll get huge if you subscribe to the patreon.com/scissorbros.
What do they get if they join our Patreon?
A free bonus episode every single week. Well, it's not free because it starts for as little as $5 a month.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Flex it, man.
Flex it.
Patreon.com/scissorbros. Yeah, man.
Starting at only $5 a month and a bonus episode every week.
Flex those biceps again. Yeah. Show your armpits.
Yeah.
Arnold, watch out. We're coming for ya.
There you go.
Is there a stereotype that you think that people should know about dwarves that's not fantastical, that's kind of grounded in reality?
Oh, yeah. We all...
Thank you.
So you said big dicks. Do you have any experience with that at all?
It's the kickstand theory.
Ooh, okay, the kickstand theory, yes, which is if I trip, I'm not going to fall, because just doing that.
I've got the same thing, but with my nose.
Very easy, very easy.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to like a high school that like you have to audition for. It's like it's called Kappa. Shout out Kappa in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is where I'm from.
Oh, my girlfriend's in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
He has awesome. A Pittsburgh connection.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very yeah. nice. So, I love Pittsburgh.
So are you from Pittsburgh or the neighboring towns around it?
Off of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a great mom and pop like record store next to Mineo's Pizza.
Yeah, I love Mineo's. Yeah, yeah.
You know about Mineo's?
Yeah, but I like ILO's better.
All
right. I know. It's a thing in
those
Pittsburgh.
Those are the two?
Those are like the two, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used, ILO and Mineo used, it used to, like, ILO used to work at Mineo's, and then he went off and did his own thing.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a.
Yeah, rivalry.
But I like both, but I like ILO's better.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, Grace, where are you originally from?
I grew up outside of Boston.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh. Heck yeah.
What about yourself, or both of you?
Kansas and Poway,
San Diego,
yeah.
Kansas and San Diego.
Yeah.
So they're more east, we're more, you're more, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the bridge that's connected.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to find a place to do one of our walks where we'd be like the most shocking, and I was thinking somewhere random in Kansas would be cool. Just,
oh,
what would be the most shocking? Like,
I just feel like we've been doing these walks. We do it in like New York and LA, and like people aren't necessarily, they're just walking
we want
by
reactions,
their earpods.
Like,
you'll get eyes.
What is that?
Oh, we do these like long walks where we play for like 30 minutes straight. Like we did one right before we came here at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around the campus where it's like we're performing for people outside and, you know, part of it is the performance. Part of it is just like all the different people we run into and reactions. You know, it's kind of like.
You don't need a permit for that?
No.
I don't think we've, you know, so far we've been able to just do it.
Yeah, it's like if you're super loud, sometimes you can get. Some issues, but
yeah,
usually
we ran into like an ice cream store the other day, and it was like the guy ran in the back and didn't want to hear the music, so then we left.
Has anyone confronted you about it?
Oh, while on the walk?
I mean, yeah, maybe some security guards have been like, "You guys got to get out of here. You got to move along," or nothing too.
Today there was like a
you're
campus.
While you're like,
okay, there was a campus police car. I thought they were gonna stop, and then they rolled down the windows and they were like filming.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like. Enjoy.
Yeah. If you did some of those walks in the Midwest, A, you're going to get way more eyes.
Okay.
And B, probably people that are more grateful for it because they'll be like, wow, that's so cool. Like, because I feel like people get kind of jaded sometimes on the West Coast and East Coast because there's so much performance that, like, you know, with the subway, I'm sure you guys had to fight with that, like, you guys are actually good, but like, there's always a second when somebody's walking by in the subway, they're like, oh, another performer. And then people stop, they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Was there ever like turf stuff that you'd have to deal with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically, the breakdancers were always very notorious for trying to muscle around people, you know.
Where? Breakdancers where?
In the subway. So like, there's a bunch
subway
of different...
Subway where?
In New York City.
Oh.
So there'd be like... There'd be like break dancers usually, and like they'd be like, "Oh, this is our spot," or you know, there'd be like little turf wars. So actually, about 15 years ago, they organized all the subway stuff because it was getting so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is before my busking time, but the drummer in my band, the King of Sludge, is his name, and
awesome drummer, you love him,
and he's been in the subway for. I don't know, 20, 30 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it used to be like basically like whoever is like the most intimidating like gets the spots. But then they started making permits and they organized it. So now
that's how Venice Beach is, where you have to get permits for like a little square to perform because it's so many people wanted those spots that I did one years ago when I first moved out here. I was like, that's how I'm gonna make money. I'm gonna play sax or guitar or something and like riff funny songs or whatever while people are walking by. I did it a couple times with a buddy and we made a little bit of money, and the thing that stopped me from going like I was like good after this was a skateboard fight broke out on the Venice boardwalk where people were taking their skateboards and hitting each other upside the faces with them and stuff while I had a guitar. And oh, I literally, gosh, it was like a cartoon. There was sand behind me. I go, whoa. I fell backwards while people were like, hitting. And then my friend's like, we got to get out of here. We got to go. And then I was like, all right, I think I'm good on the, oh my God, I'm on the, sorry, on the, on that, the Venice thing.
Yeah. So they use their skateboards like sledgehammers.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess, I mean, we were doing a walk in Venice Beach and we started getting chased.
It can get it kind was of crazy out there.
And we yeah just chased like, by who?
Random dude.
Yeah, this kind of just creepy looking dude.
Yeah. There's some characters out there.
He wouldn't really leave
us
alone.
There are characters there, huh?
Yeah.
And there was actually a guy, like, he was like kind of doing comedy, kind of rapping really bad actually there. Yeah. When we walked by, do you remember?
Really?
He was like saying some weird stuff about you.
What do you mean, racial stuff?
Yeah.
Wait, the guy who was chasing us?
No.
This, someone else.
This guy was like, he was like doing comedy and like rapping, and he was saying some like,
did
I don't
he
know
have
if
like
it
a
was
PA
race
system or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know if it was like, it was something not, you know, it was like creepy. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, there
if
were
it was,
so many things that was going on, like a random.
It was partially
like
racial.
And
do you guys carry pepper spray or anything, just in case?
I don't, but maybe I should.
Yeah.
I used to, but don't have any on me currently.
I got pepper sprayed in the face one time.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What happened?
So basically, I was in high school, and my friend was like...
I shit in a guy's tuba.
No.
Quite the high school.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, well, where did I go to high school? Like,
nobody
geez, like,
knows who ever pooped in that tuba.
Yeah. No, to this day.
To this day. The legend continues.
Yeah. So, no. My friend was a security guard at this mall, and like he had like pepper spray for that. And I guess to get the gig, he had to like get pepper sprayed in the face so he could like know what it feels like. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh, it's really not that bad. It's really, really just not that bad. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. He just pepper sprayed me and it was like the worst thing ever. It was snowing outside and I just ran into the yard and just shoved my head in snow.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What does it feel like? Describe the feeling of the pepper spray in your eyes.
I don't know exactly if this is what it feels like because it's never happened, but it feels kind of like someone has like a blowtorch just on your face.
Is that
it's super,
wow.
It just burned so bad.
How long did it last?
It lasted, there's another thing is like I was completely blind. Like you can't open your eyes because you open your eyes, they're tearing so bad that you can't actually see anything.
Yeah.
It felt like a long time, but I don't think it was, I think it just like the first 10 minutes were like terrible, then the next 10 minutes were like okay, and then like, by an hour, I was like kind of like back to myself.
Wow.
And then what I didn't realize was that like, I had a performance the next day and I was playing classical clarinet and orchestra. And the pepper spray had actually gone in my hair and I started sweating and it started burning during
down your temples and everything.
That's awful.
Now, I have another scenario, guys.
Ooh.
Okay.
And this is going back to, you know, like the harassment and the, you know, the people chasing you out.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so just hear me out. You're at Venice, right? And you're playing, you two are playing, and then you have your instruments, and a gang comes up to you. And then they go, is this your instrument, Holmes? And they go, let me see it, fool. And they grab both your saxophones. They go, hey, mira, look, fool, this is your stuff. Boom! And they just break both your saxophones right in front of you. How do you respond?
It's like hard to say. I'd probably just cry.
Dude, that's very honest.
Honestly,
that's
like.
That's very honest response.
Listen, man, we're artists, not like,
fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have any guns or weapons on them?
No. They're just, there's like five of them. All LA Raiders.
Okay.
Gear, tattoo, face tattoo.
Steve, this is
whole thing.
This is a little bit too specific. The
and
people that
and they're surrounding you like a wolf pack.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Could you ask, why did you do that?
Yeah, yeah, maybe I would
okay,
ask that.
Okay, a relative gets killed in front of you. What do you do? Like, these are too difficult, my friend.
I mean, yeah, if I, like, felt like, I mean, it's in that situation, I feel like if I tried to fight, I would probably just...
Yeah, be surrounded
yeah.
by...
Yeah, it would be bad, so
but
I'd probably
if they
just...
do this afterwards, they felt bad, they feel remorse. They go, I'm sorry, fool. Here, you know what? How much are those instruments? What would you answer with that?
$10,000.
Hey, Jose, you got it? Okay, here. And then they have $20,000.
Okay.
Cash.
So you're saying it's cool. A YouTube prank video that these people do. That's exactly, you've been watching too many of those videos. We're like, because you were so nice, here's 20 grand. Go get yourself
grand.
Another.
20 grand. You can buy two.
Wow. Yeah.
And they invite you to dinner.
Okay.
At El Compadre. They go, we feel so bad. We want to buy you dinner. Afterwards, I'm sorry, that was a bad scenario. But you know what? Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah,
I would have probably done the same thing. I would have just cried.
Yeah,
yeah.
It would be so.
Grace?
That'd be graphic.
I don't. I mean, if you want, you can answer that.
Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't feeling like endangered for my life, if I felt endangered, I would run. But
right,
if you're
right,
saying
right.
that
yeah.
they're just surrounding,
they're bullies.
Yeah, I'd be like yeah. wrecked. I think
okay.
I'd cry.
Now, both of you are, you play multiple instruments, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the other instruments, because you've posted some cool videos that I've seen, like, on your IGs and stuff of you guys playing some different stuff. If you guys want to tell our viewers or listeners, I know, Leo, I think you play flute, right?
Clarinet.
Mm-hmm. And then Grace, you play some piano, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, piano and vocals.
Yeah.
Violin? Oh, sorry.
No.
We did just collab. We collabed
yeah,
with the violin player
you
recently.
You saw that she was Korean, and you called out the violin player.
You did the
oh,
thing.
Yeah,
you did the thing everyone did, but from another Korean.
Oh, my God. Dude, timestamp that. I'm so sorry, Grace.
See, that's why I added some extra silence.
Oh,
and then said,
dude,
no.
You let me know. That was like the strategic silence. Like,
it was a strategic
you done
silence.
Fucked up, Steve. Yeah, you fucked up, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Take no offense to that. I did Suzuki. Yeah, so I shouldn't put my experience on another Korean. I'm sorry.
I mean, the preparatory music school I went to was like literally everybody in the classical department was like Asian girls, and I was then I think
yeah,
a lot of
I'm so
people.
Sorry.
Oh no, I'm not offended yeah. at all. It was just that was a.
I'm so sorry.
That was literally a.
Why are you asking boring ass freaking questions, bro?
You're
the most.
What are you talking about?
We have musicians in here. So, what other instruments do you guys?
You're the one who.
Dude, ask them something outside of their thing, man.
It's for our listeners and viewers who don't
it's
know.
It's the most boring.
You're asking them to do different
man.
Scenarios
ask about
and
his
stuff.
Tattoo, something other than, dude. Obviously, they're musicians. There's like 100-foot sax. There's the instruments are here, man. Man, ask about his tattoos, his outside interests. Don't ask about music shit.
Did you guys have good upbringings as children?
There you go, dude. Something other than the obvious. Sorry, guys. Oh, man.
I feel some tension over this side of the room.
No, it's good. He just woke up 30 minutes ago, so it's okay.
Can you hit me one more? And then clear it?
Oh, yeah. It's an OCD thing.
No, you have to do it
over three
again.
More times?
No, you have to start from the beginning. One, two, three. No, you're messing it up. One, two,
one,
three.
Two, three.
One, two, three. No, I'm not going to die. Okay, thanks, guys.
That's good.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, it goes dark in here. I'm so sorry for like making
it. Is it always in threes?
Yeah.
It's usually we don't have guests, so I just deal with this. Yeah. I usually don't have to explain to friends.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm
composed here, but there's Genghis Khan's in here.
It kind of felt calming for
composure
me.
Composure here, Genghis Khan, right here. Yeah, war.
So I see that you have some tattoos, Leo.
Yeah, Leo.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
some,
yeah.
yeah. Can you yeah? Can you show us the beautiful snake there? Thank you.
Yeah. So.
And Grace,
you
do you have any tattoos?
Not yet.
So I got this little snake.
So. That's sick.
Can I take off my pants?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Oh my.
Go ahead, Leo. He's a beautiful man.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Leo. That's, oh my God, that, money all day, baby.
That's your camera right there. So,
oh my God.
Yes, Leo.
Ryan, are we getting that on camera?
Leo. Yes, Leo. You know,
yes,
this Leo.
Is a tiger.
That is what I'm
dragon.
Talking about, my friend.
What's with the slit?
Dude,
you got like a whole...
Oh, well, my underwear
what is
just...
going
dude,
on?
Dude, oh you got a beautiful God. Body, dude. Dude, your
yeah,
butt
dude.
Looks so tight, dude.
Oh,
what
yeah?
What the freak is going
you know,
on?
So that...
Leo! Dude, you're a beautiful man, dude. You got beautiful hair, and you got a beautiful body, and you got beautiful buns.
Thank you.
You're a perfect man, dude.
I honestly kind
of need
that.
You're literally almost
you know?
Close
thank
to
you.
Perfection, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Thank you.
You're a close to perfect man.
Wow.
Wow. Dude, thank you for showing me that. That brightened up our days, huh?
Yeah. That was damn. Way better than my music question.
That was.
It was. It led to that. It led to that.
It gave us something.
Yeah.
It gave us something, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Hopefully that wasn't too graphic.
Dude, that's
for
like a beautiful,
you know?
Pristine statue, dude, of a beautiful man. Just boom. Now, do you work out your. Body?
Yeah.
I could tell, dude.
I do some working
yeah,
out.
Abs, yeah, abs, all that. Huh?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, your butt looks muscular.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you
thank
work
you.
On that too?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What do you do to make it look so tight and firm?
Well, squats help. And yeah. I just think from dancing a lot, you know, that helps.
One thing, and butt. It does have to do with music. Part of what I find... impressive about what they do is it's really hard... To play a wind instrument while moving, and especially dancing that much, they have to exercise and be in good shape. Otherwise, they would not be able to move around and have the physicality that... Dude, we're going to go to therapy after this, brother. We're going to couples counseling after this episode.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? This brings us to a good point in the show. We're going to do our challenge right now.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hold on. I want to let the... Do you guys have fun? It was fun, right?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
stuff.
Myself.
It's fun. It's
time.
Fun. Yeah.
Okay, so this is an internet challenge that's kind of trending right now. Ryan, would you like to explain what we are doing here today, my friend?
Sure. So in today's challenge, we will be stacking some playing cards on top of a glass. And you'll each take turns trying to blow these playing cards off of the glass. Okay?
Okay.
And you have to blow off at least one.
Okay.
Whoever blows off all of them loses. So as they go down, it gets more difficult because there's fewer playing cards on top of the glass. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. And then the loser, do you want to explain it, Jeremiah?
Loser has to either, whatever you guys are comfortable with, we have spoons and we have a shot glass, has to take a shot glass or some tablespoons of hot sauce. For the closing song, your mouth will be burning while you're playing sax.
God. Wow. Wait, so you need to blow off one card?
Yeah, so the reason why we chose this challenge for you guys, it's a breath control challenge.
Whoa.
So we figured that would be a good
wow.
I like
way,
it.
Right?
I like it, yeah.
So it'll be the 52 cards, they'll be in the deck, and you're trying to get as few off as possible each time.
Wow.
And if the person who blows off the last card loses, essentially. You want to keep on as many as possible because we're going to be going one at a time.
So this is teams? It's their team. This is teams. Yeah.
I mean, it's either 2v2
yeah,
or
2v2.
It's like me and Grace versus you and Leo. It's however you want to do it.
We could each get a Korean. Sorry, see, that sounded weird.
Stamp.
I didn't
you know what? And edit it right back in, brother.
That
edit
was worse
right
than the Suzuki violin comment.
Well,
you each get
you
a
both,
what?
You
both you're
both
Korean,
Korean,
dude.
You
might as well
to
just
Korean.
Say you each get a monkey.
Comes with a side of bibimbap.
A Korean teammate.
Oh,
I
my
like,
God,
I
Leo. I take back all that stuff I said about your tight buns.
Tight buns?
Hey, you each get a white.
We'll
it's
just
the same.
We'll
thing.
Just keep it
yeah,
like
yeah,
this. We'll
white,
keep it like this.
You
I don't
know.
Want to move. You guys, we'll do it like this.
Yeah.
We'll do it like this.
All right.
Okay.
You better bring it, dude.
You better bring it, dude.
Well, they have two people.
I can't have breath.
You have bad breath.
you guys sure you don't want to? You don't want to switch it up?
Well, no, we're good. We're
okay,
good.
All right.
I got you, dude.
Okay.
Have some more faith in me.
Okay, let's get to the challenge.
Oh,
So we have around 104 cards, two decks of cards on the glass. Do we want to rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
Okay.
Well, let them go first. Let's go like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cool.
I'm going to start.
If you want to.
Yeah.
And I can stand wherever?
You can stand wherever. Can stand wherever. So we can, we'll move whatever.
We'll move.
We'll
move. Let's see if any long tones practice has paid off.
Yeah.
So I'm
you
just
want
trying
as
to.
Few as many.
As few as possible.
Yeah. Yes.
And do you get more than one try if nothing like.
you have to go until you get at least one off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Ace of Hearts!
Oh, yeah! The best teammate in the world!
Wow! That was good! Look at that shit!
Ace of Hearts! That was so cool!
Wow. Alright, we got this. We got this.
Okay.
Rebuttal!
Alright.
Rebuttal!
Already, started. Alright. Come on, Leo.
I'm gonna have to check your oil.
Mine was easier.
Wait, but you know you have this is strategic. Yay!
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
It's harder than I expected.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, yeah.
I feel pressure.
Yeah, I know, because you might melt the cards.
Is it like the first person who blows off more than one?
This is
going to
take a really long time.
Or you have to do the whole thing.
We'll see.
Huh?
You can take half of them off if it's going to take too long.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe it gets faster once you get lower.
It might. Here.
Yeah.
Here we'll do this.
Here. Give it to me.
We'll see if this helps expedite this.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz one at a time if we're doing one.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this over here.
Okay. Let's see.
More would come off. Honestly.
I thought so too,
right?
I didn't think that it was.
Yeah. Oh!
Another ace!
God,
wow. Not that that matters in this game at all, but I don't know.
Oh,
that's two!
That's two!
That was two.
That's two.
Okay, that's fine.
Alright.
Sorry. Oh! Now it's getting down. No.
There's
okay. One now.
See? Here's the berry player.
Oh my gosh.
The berry player coming out.
He's getting close.
Yeah,
That's some
stress. Oh, okay. Good.
I think the angle is part of it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize.
Yeah.
Got this, Grace.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Well,
is that one?
That was a setup. It's a little alley-oop over here.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that technique.
Right?
That was good.
She set it up.
Oh!
Leo!
Oh my god!
Leo!
Oh my gosh!
I didn't think that would be.
That's a technique.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow,
that's
yeah.
Good. Yeah. You got like the puff puff.
Dude, she's the best one.
That was the best
precision.
Okay.
I'm gonna try not to
do. Don't be so reckless, Leo.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
It's you. Okay.
I'm gonna try that. Hey, that's my technique. Hey! Grace!
That
was my technique.
I'm learning. That's kind of a nice technique.
You think it's pretty effective?
I think it's pretty good.
I hope I don't blow it.
Oh.
Okay.
All Steve heard was, I hope you don't blow me.
You're saying the wrong things right now. Okay,
is it me?
Oh, yeah.
Is it me?
No,
it's back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Back to
you. Whoa, dude.
Wow, backwards?
Oh, okay.
What?
That was very
that
nice.
Was
good recovery. Good recovery on that.
I think you made this.
get nervous.
That's like a rotation.
Damn!
Wow.
She's killing
it. That was a good sideways.
Yeah.
I'll give you some motivation.
Look at that technique. Look at that technique. The side angle.
We should cheat over this way.
Yeah. Is it me? Is it me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Come on, Leo. Come on.
It's getting down there.
It is.
Good job.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Okay. Okay. That's good.
This is so fun.
It is.
Okay.
That's fun.
It's getting
fun.
Down to the wire.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay.
Very
cool.
Nice. Come on, Leo. Whoa. Oh.
Steve, do you wish you were that card when Leo was...
Wait, so it's getting down to it, right?
Yeah, it's really close now. It's like, maybe? Oh, man.
So wait, what happens, like,
the
now?
Person who blows the card off
Last
is the person who loses it for their team. So if it's two cards left and we're going back and forth and it comes down to the last card and it's my turn and I blow it off, then that means we lose. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that was a big puff. That was a big puff.
Ah, it's two.
Oh, my God.
Coming down to it. Harder the lower. Oh.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Hey,
we're down the last five cards.
Ryan, will you hand us the hot sauce just to show what we might be?
Oh no, don't tell me it's like a ghost pepper.
It's called Da Bomb Evolution Hot Sauce.
They've been on hot ones.
Should I wait for my turn?
And that guy, if you want to cool it off after you do this, is a palate cleanser. This is Scissor Bros Hot Sauce.
Hey! Okay. Oh, that's sick.
Available at revolutionary.com. RevolutionaryHotSauce.com/Scissor Bros.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm so terrible at the rule. I'm just trying to get like one, right?
Yeah.
The least amount. You only want one.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
Hey!
That was good.
Come on.
There's only two cards left.
Leo, join your teammate Grace over here.
There's only two cards left, guys. God damn it! Come on. Fuck!
Come on, I hate hot sauce.
What are you doing?
No.
So. What am I supposed to do?
You blow it off and then you lose.
What?
Are you sure?
Is it only one? If it's only one, blow it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, we won!
They planned this!
We won it!
We won it!
Good game!
Oh my god.
Yeah!
Okay.
I think they planned that.
Wow, you guys didn't practice.
You definitely
did. No, I did not.
No.
Strategically.
No, you.
No?
You have the breath control. You have better breath control than Steve and I, for sure.
Okay.
Oh
okay.
My
Don't
God.
Give him too much.
So, who wants the bomb and who wants Scissor Bros?
I'll take the bomb.
Let's go.
Scissor Bros. Bring on the pain. Bring on the pain.
That's so bad at spice. Wow. Open this up.
Yeah. Here we go.
So, we have to eat.
So after you do it, we have to play the closing song, and that's the punishment. And then that'll wrap up the show.
Okay.
So while we're getting these ready, guys, plug anything, upcoming dates, your website, Instagram, all that stuff.
Before, exactly.
Yeah, I will, check out my album, my first solo album.
Yes.
Coming Up Aces, you can get it on Spotify or iTunes or basically any streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
The next tour I'm going on will be in Canada. On the East Coast in March, Yeah, check out Too Many Zoos, check out Too Saxy, and also check out Thundersmack is another project I'm part of.
I have my latest release, my latest album came out a couple months ago. It's called All That I Need, so check it out. And I have tour dates coming up. You can check out my bands in town. My website, gracekellymusic.com, always has the dates. And yeah, glad you guys checked out Too Saxy as well. We also have a online saxophone school. So for anyone who's learning saxophone, check out Saxy School. Oh my gosh, and I am now distracted.
Okay. God.
Is this mine?
Yep. So Ryan's going to adjust the cameras here.
You guys can sit down.
I've actually never done this before.
You've never done like a...
I have never just had a tablespoon of a hot sauce, believe me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen here, I'm going
to
be honest.
I'm like such a wimp with spice.
Okay.
I am too, to be
honest. You guys ready to do this?
Do we have to do it in one gulp?
Steve, hold for a second, buddy.
Or can we do it however we want to do?
You can do it however you want to do it. I would probably suggest...
One gulp?
Doing it at once.
I'm gonna do one gulp. You're probably gonna want to do it at once. I've eaten a lot of hot sauce, and you're not gonna want to sip on it.
Yeah, it smells so spicy.
Yeah, Leo's is hotter if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Our Scissor Bros hot sauce is not near as hot as the bottle.
Oh god.
That's.
Oh wow.
Is this gonna be like horrible?
It's gonna be hot, dude.
Oh my god. And there's nothing to chase it.
We have waters, and then I have milk inside if it gets too crazy.
Okay. Milk inside of the house.
Okay. Milk inside of the house. Okay. In a refrigerator. Yeah. Okay.
Can you count this?
Woo. Here we go. And you guys ready to watch this?
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait. I think mine is like a slow burn. My lips are like on fire.
It hurts so bad.
And while that pain's going, we have to play a song on sax.
My lips are literally on fire. Oh my god.
Holy fuck. I can feel it in my ears.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's like burning like more.
Oh god.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Closing.
Oh, that shit.
Oh, go to patreon.com/scissorbros for we have bonus episodes every week.
Oh my god.
Bonus episodes. patreon.com/scissorbros.
That's
right.
It's like making
love
its
y'all.
Way down. It's
yep.
Like literally.
Here. Can I give you this?
Oh my god, it feels like a
what needs to come this way?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. All right, you gotta play while the fire's going. They're literally playing with hot sauce, burning their mouths. Let's see how it affects this closing song. Are you ready, Steve?
Yep.
Okay. Whenever you guys are ready.
Oh my god.
Let's just get this thing over.
Here we go. Scissor siblings now. We're gonna go get them some water and milk now. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald, and man, Leo P. and Grace Kelly were cool as hell, weren't they? They even did the punishment like real champs. Some guests we've had won't even do the fucking challenge. And I'm not wanting to call anybody out, but his name's Andrew Santino. He didn't do it. He's got a new special on Netflix, so that's pretty cool. Anywho, hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, I thought those guests were real nice. I appreciate that they interacted with me. And, you know, things are good. Working on some side hustles, producing some foreign films, some zoo footage that got out on the black market. It's a little naughty, a little wiry, a little wild, but, you know, things are good. All right, I gotta go. Love you. Bye.